Victory for the Ops Room Girls, written by Vicky Beebe and read by Eleanor Yates. Jess bounced on her toes outside the mansion house at RAF Bentley Priory, gazing across the extensive grounds. All around her, groups of men and women dressed in RAF blue hurried past, some engaged in earnest discussion, others striding towards one building or other. There was an air of purpose about them that set Jess's pulse jangling. She could hardly believe she was here at last, Fighter Command headquarters. A rumble overhead made her stomach clench, and she glanced up at the sky. Towering black clouds loomed to the west, threatening to blot out the afternoon sunshine. As she watched, the flicker of distant lightning lit the base of the clouds with a coppery glow. She forced herself to relax. It was just a distant storm, not a raid. Now the Allies were advancing across Europe. Everyone was confident Britain had seen the last of the bombing raids. Nevertheless, she doubted she would ever forget the horror of huddling in a bomb shelter, listening to the whistle of falling bombs, praying none of them scored a direct hit. All tension faded when she saw what she had been watching for. A gleam of red hair beneath a WAF officer's cap. Jess waved at the young woman who approached on the path from the main gate. The WAF officer responded with an enthusiastic wave and quickened her pace.
"What time do you call this, Evie Bishop?" Jess called,
the moment her friend was in earshot.
"Sorry."
Evie jogged the last few yards, then clutched her sides, gasping.
"Got held up in the filter room, and it's uphill all the way from there."
Then she glanced at her watch and frowned.
"Wait, I said I'd meet you at 16:30 hours. I'm 5 minutes early, you clot." "I never said you were late, just asked for the time."
Evie swatted her on the arm. The next moment they were hugging and laughing. Although they had met up as often as they could over the years, it wasn't nearly enough for Jess, who had missed her friend terribly.
"It's so good to see you, Jess," Evie said in the end. "I can't believe we'll be back working together after all this time."
"I know. I keep having to look at my transfer orders to convince myself I'm not dreaming."
She had spent the last year and a half as a filterer officer at RAF Whatnall in Nottinghamshire, arriving only a month after Evie had been transferred from there to Bentley Priory. It had been frustrating to miss her, and Jess had spent the year longing for a transfer either to Bentley Priory or Rudlow Manor near Bath, where their friend May Lidford was posted.
"Have you finished here?" Evie asked.
"Yup. I've been issued my passes, and I'm free until I report for duty tomorrow."
"Great. I'll take you to the mess. This way."
Evie started to walk down the path, then glanced back, her eyes sparkling. "By the way, you'll never guess who else is here. Quite the Amberton reunion."
"Not old Hellaby," Jess quailed, as she followed Evie, remembering the flight officer who had kept Jess and her friends on their toes during the Battle of Britain.
Evie laughed. "Last I heard, Ellaby was still striking terror into the hearts of the plotters at Amberton. Anyway, you've nothing to fear from Ellaby now you're an officer yourself."